Great day, everybody. Omar Muhammad here. This is the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. This month's podcast went over just a little bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it up into two halves. So enjoy part one and part two of the Breakthrough Podcast with John Woods. Until I see you again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. So John, let's talk about, I'm enjoying your story about, you know, entrepreneurship and just where you are, you know, continuing education, you know, that's just really related to, you know, community colleges and some four-year colleges as well. You know, so as an entrepreneur, how are you keeping up with entrepreneurship as well as your industry as it relates to catering or the food industry?
Well, I will say this. I am on EDAC and RIDE and everything that y'all got. I'm taking advantage of it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I just signed up for the Thursday. What is the Thursday evening?
Absolutely.
Every other Thursday, whatever that is. So I'm signed up for that.
The meetup.
Yeah, I'm signed up for that. I'm signed up for the real estate class that you're going to be doing every month. Signed up for everything.
Absolutely.
So RIDE is, yeah. So I'm down with RIDE. That's one thing.
down with RIDE.
Down with RIDE. You know, and you know, I want to talk to you all a little bit later about how to host the entrepreneurship bootcamp.
Absolutely. Right?
Because I got a group of people. Because one of the things that, you know, I decided to do. Is when I was away was to really help folk when they come home, because there's a lot of stuff out here, but there's no direction, right? Mm. And so it's like, okay, how do we, you know, instead of saying, you know, go to social services and get some food stamps, how do we say, you know, go see, you know, Leon Robinson at this office and he's going to help you get it, right? As opposed to go sit in this lobby with 500 people, you know what I'm saying, and get it. So that's one of the things I want to look at in terms of education, right? How do we educate people when they come home on where to go and who to talk to?
Yeah.
You know, not go to social services, not go to Social Security, not go to, you know, how do they get the direct connection to the spaces that they need, right? So the education piece. The other thing is, I like to call them the internets, you know what I mean? These young folk out here, you know, learning and becoming billionaires off of the internet and how it works.
Yeah.
You know, so most of my education is most of my learning is coming from, you know, the internet. Instagram, social media, all that stuff. There's a lot of good information there, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you get through the garbage and get to the information, right? And I don't want to call anybody's, I'm sorry. I don't want to call anybody's attempt to be successful on social media garbage. I apologize for that. But what I want to do is say, you know, how do we get to the stuff that's going to help us do what we need to do better? Right? You know? Because I remember, you know, when I first started doing the Instagram thing, you know, one of my girls was like, you know, Dad, that's garbage. I'm like, what are you talking about? I took a picture, posted it. Right?
They will tell you that. They said that don't work.
We'll tell you.
Right. That's garbage. You know, you need video and this and that and the other thing. I said, well, okay, I'm gonna hire you.
Right. Absolutely. You know,
right. So
you need that feedback, though.
Yeah.
You need that feedback. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of it has been through the internet. A lot of it has been through getting back to reading, right? Because before I went away, I didn't read a lot because I was busy. You know, when I went away, I had no choice but to read because that's all you could do, you know? And so now it's like finding good reading material, you know what I mean? Finding good stuff that is related to your industry, you know, and that you can read, you know? Because I know a lot of people are visual. Some people need that book in their hand, you know, and to be able to read. So a lot of my education has been, you know, not traditional, right? because now it doesn't need to be traditional anymore, right? Because the information is there.
Yeah. Right? YouTube University.
YouTube University, my man.
So much information. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So and just about everything can be you know gotten off of the internet, and not to knock formal education because I think that's important, you know, but you know me personally I don't have time for formal education, right? I don't have you know 4 years put into educating myself, you know?
Right?
You know, so yeah, so the education piece is really been the electronic piece that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, man. That resonates with me because it's like, as an entrepreneur, you don't need a 4-year degree to have success. You just need to have an idea, right. Have a concept, have a strategy, yeah. Have some resources. So that's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. So our viewers, whoever may be listening, who on the fringe of trying to figure out, hey, do I go and get a formal education or do I like utilize the tools that are accessible to me right here, right now, which is the internet, you know, and learn what I need to learn and really like refine my craft.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say, you know, it, and for those things that need to be, and I will say this because, you know, this is one of the things that got me in trouble is for the things that need to be licensed,
yeah,
you know, and need to be, you know, you need that 6 months a year. If sure. That's what you want to do, please go get it.
Get that credential. Go, yeah.
Don't shortcut it because it'll shortcut.
Right. I'll catch up with you.
Absolutely. So and yeah.
Then, yep. I was going to go there too. You know, being at a university, everybody's not going to get a degree. You know, but there are certificate programs, you know, maybe it's a month, maybe it's 3 months or 6 months. And as you indicated, man, YouTube University, people are learning how to do some good things and some bad things on YouTube University, you know, but it is an opportunity. The information is out there. And John, I want you to be aware. So every month I meet with an organization called the Maryland Statewide Alliance for Returning Citizens. And it's part of the Department of Justice. And it's about 30 groups, 30 organizations that are getting together to really help out returning citizens. And one of the things that we're working on is just the point that you made, you know, so when somebody comes out, you know, instead of them looking this way, you know, this could be a resource for them to really help them along the way. And we've had some of those organizations on the Breakthrough Podcast as well. So, you know, you may want to, if you have time, go back and look at some of those to really help out individuals. So, you know, the RIDE program is here. You know, our interest and our lane, if you will, is entrepreneurship. You know, how do we encourage people to be entrepreneurs and provide them with the information so that they can take that information and use it the way that they want to either start a business, or some people are not going to start a business, but they think an entrepreneurial and they're going to work for another organization. So, you know, that's our focus as well. So we definitely appreciate you know, coming on. Any final thoughts that you may have?
Yeah, two things. Number one is, how can I get in that room with that group of 30 people? I mean, 30 organizations. That's number one.
I'll shoot you an email. I'll make a connection. Yep.
And the other thing I want to really, how much time we got?
Well, we already passed our time, so we're going to break this up into two. We're going to break this up into part one and part two. So right. Go for it, man. Okay. Take your time. Okay. You good, Leon?
Yeah, I'm good. I got to be out at 3. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right. So one of the things that I really, that has helped me, right, is understanding the power of our choices, right? Mm.
Wow.
Okay. And you know, it's something that you know we sort of take for granted, right? Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, we make however many decisions a day, but the power of our choices is incredible, right? And so what we need to look at, and what I began to look at, not what we need to look at, what I began to look at is, okay, something happens over here, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's either a reaction or response on the other side, mm-hmm. right? So what do you do with that space in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. Before you react or respond to whatever happened, right? How do you navigate that space in between this person stepped on my shoe, right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do on the other side of that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I really want to get people to practice that thing in between the stimulus and the response, right? That thing in between the reaction and the response, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really, I think, kind of been really valuable for me because, you know, I used to always use where I come from as the rationale for how I either react or respond to things.
Yeah, I think right? a lot of us have done that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, but that history, right? Okay, so I know I'm a hothead, right? I know I'm a hothead, right? This happens. Historically, what am I going to do? I'm going to act like a hothead, mm-hmm. right? But there's a space in between there where you have the option not to act like the hothead, right. All right? So if I know I'm a hothead and this happens over here, right, then I got to look at that. Okay, John, you're a hothead, right? Stop for a minute, okay? What are you going to do, right? Or are you going to do anything,
right?
Right? And so, and then particularly in business, you know, it's like, okay, as an entrepreneur, this person doesn't like my product. Mm. Okay. All right. Or I gave them a reason not to like my product. I was late with it. They did, you know what I'm saying? I didn't put the time I needed to put into preparing it properly, you know? And so they say that to me. So what do I do? Do I say, using my historical perspective and say, well, you know, I don't need you anyway. Mm. Or do I say, well, okay, well, hold on a second, you know, I understand that I did this. This is this because I did it, right? I understand it. So what do I do? What is that space in between? And how do we utilize that space? You know, you get what I'm saying? Does that make sense at all?
It makes sense, man. I mean, I like the title that you put to it, The Power of Our Choices.
Self-control and emotional intelligence.
Mm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, and the first thing that you have to understand with that, and this is where I came to learn, the first thing that you have to understand with that is, who you are,
right?
Where you come from, yeah. What your history is. But on the other side of that is, where do you want to be, right?
Right.
And who do you want to be with that, right? You know right. what I'm saying? And so we look at that, and it's like that power in between, man. Mm. I tell you, I would have never went away if I knew what I know now, right? Mm-hmm. I would have never went away. Oh, you going to do this to me? I'm going to do this to you, yeah. right?
On yourself, right. Like you said, when you know yourself, right. You know what triggers you. So when you know exactly. what triggers you, you know how to get in front of that and not allow it to allow that trigger to impact your response that could be harmful for you, your business, and maybe that other person yeah. on the other side of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You That's know, and taking that space in between and saying, okay, you know, I don't have to automatically do this. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to automatically do that, you know. And it's with your business, it's with your lifestyle, it's with everything. And I'm learning it and I'm practicing it every day. So when I make something happen today, I don't do it all the time, but I'm learning it to do it more often. It's like, okay, that just happened to me, right? All right. That guy just blew his horn at me, right?
Yeah.
So am I going to blow my horn back at him?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or am I going to be just like, you know, something? It's all good. Right. You know, I was like, go ahead, brother, jump. You can go right ahead in front of me. Yeah. You know, I'll see you at the red light and I'll wave.
Right.
You know,
I'll be the same way, brother. I'll just laugh. I'll pull up and I'll just be laughing like, man. Right. I just smile right. and laugh because it's like, it's not even that serious. You know what I mean?
It's not. But we got to make that choice for it not to be that serious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, especially with our young brothers and sisters coming up. It's like, they got to, oh, man. Man. This
we got work to do. Whole... That's all I gotta say. We got work to do.
Yeah. And to those folk, it's like, okay, you know, you might not become a rapper, right? But there's so many things. Make the choice. If that's where you want to be in that industry, there's so many different things you can do. You don't have to be, you know, sitting on top. You can make $200,000 a year sitting down behind your computer just writing down words. That's, you know what I'm saying?
But making
it's the choice. Making up whatever it is. But making that choice, you know, in that power and understanding that those choices, you have the power to control all of that.
Absolutely. Right?
Right. You know, and so that's the piece I wanted to get off on, and especially in the entrepreneur piece. You know, take your decisions seriously, make your choices in a serious manner, and don't be reactionary. You know, respond appropriately to what's in front of you.
Absolutely. All right, sir. I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I said that was it.
All right. So how can people find you? How can they find
People can find me. They can I'm on the Instagram thing.
do you know that you have the handle?
Yeah, I do. I even know what a handle is now. I didn't know that before.
It's all good.
It's a JW underscore.
Hold it one more time.
Flavor. JW underscore flavor one. FLAVOR and the number one.
All right.
That's the quickest way to get to.
All right. So JW underscore flavor one.
Yeah, I just followed you, brother. One. I just followed you.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. All right. And again, I want to thank you guys for what you're doing. I'm fully going to take advantage of everything that you guys have to offer. And hopefully I can, you know, give you some input and be assistant to you as well.
All right. All right. Good deal. So any final thoughts, Leon?
Hey, man, everybody just keep grinding, you know. Hopefully our guest today has inspired you all to understand the importance of navigating different changes in the marketplace and just not allowing, you know, things that may seem like an obstacle to stop you from moving forward. So continue to, as my brother Omar say, improving progress.
That's right.
And we'll see you guys next time.
All right. And before we leave out, don't forget, you can learn more about the RIDE program, the RIDE initiative, rather, at edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. We have some activities that are coming up. So please reach out to us there. And we're also on Instagram at RIDE Small Biz. That's RIDE Small Biz. And until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you.
This is Mixed Lab Production.